Hello, everybody. Today we will be talking about the Stanley Cup Final, which will be on tonight at 7 around that time, and a bunch of other hockey-related things. So let's get right into it. Okay, so game two tonight is in Vegas between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Washington Capitals. On Monday, Vegas took a 1-0 series lead by defeating the Washington Capitals 6-4. In regulation, but game two is tonight. Washington has a chance to tie it up. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and give my prediction for tonight, and I think Washington will tie it up 4-3 in overtime, one overtime, and they will take a tied series back to Washington, and I am really excited for the game tonight. This series is going to be amazing. Just by the game last night, not last night, Monday. A lot of missed calls, though. I'll talk about that later. So, yeah. All right, guys. For this segment, I'll be talking about the great, amazing goaltender, Marc-Andre Fleury. So, I'm going to give my predictions for his save percentage at the end of this series, at the end of the final. His goals average, and all that stuff, but I'm gonna talk about him first. So throughout the playoffs, let's just say he's been a brick wall. Okay, my favorite team is the Nashville Predators. As you know, Pecorine last year, before the Stanley Cup Final, he was basically Marc-Andre Fleury, but for the Predators, as he is today. But Pecorine really isn't a brick wall anymore. But anyway. But Marc-Andre Fleury has just been astounding. His stats, especially in the first round between LA, he had like a one goal average, I think, which is really good. And although Jonathan Quick in that series was a beast, but this is about Marc-Andre Fleury. So at the end of the series, he this if the Vegas Golden Knights lose, he might still win the Conn Smythe Trophy. He's been that good for the Golden Knights. Kind of like how someone on NBCSN said about Pecorine last year in the finals. But my predictions, he's going to have a 920 save percentage at the end of the series and a two goal average at the end. So, yeah, and final words for the segment? He's a brick wall. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the missed calls in game one of the Stanley Cup final. So, there's one missed call when Tom Wilson unloaded this huge, I mean huge hit on Marchessault. Like, it was, like, how do you miss that? How do you miss that? Marchessault didn't even have the puck. He wasn't even paying attention. There's no reason to hit. I mean, I think there's a penalty, but they should have noticed that even, like, a second after. And also, there's a missed call when some guy from Washington was cross-checking the crap out of some guy on Vegas in the Vegas zone. And there's a bunch of other missed calls, but I didn't notice on actual TV, but I did in the highlights, which explained all the booing. So, yeah, refs, you need to pick up your game. All right, now we're on to the more random hockey segments, I guess you could call it. So, I'm going to be talking about the regular season. So, it was very predictable. For example, my favorite team, the Predators, made it to the finals, and they lost, and everybody expected them to be good next season, and they were good next season. And I expected the Pittsburgh Penguins to not be as good, but still good. And that's exactly what happened. And I also thought that the Golden Knights would actually do decent. Well, I guess that's sort of incorrect, but they did great. I was sort of correct. Because some other people expected them to be horrendous. I don't know why, with all the good players. But yeah, I didn't think McDavid could carry the Oilers back to the playoffs. I didn't think Montreal could actually make it. I thought they would make it, but I didn't think they were going to do as well. So before every regular season, before every season, I predict everything. And maybe in my future episodes, I'll predict the regular season once the season starts back up again. But I'm just going to... This is my overall explanation of the regular season, which is very predictable. Same thing with the playoffs. It was very predictable. But anyway, yeah. As you probably know already, the Washington Capitals finally made it past the second round and actually beat the Penguins in 6 games. When I was watching that game, I thought that Pittsburgh would take the win and take it back to Washington for Game 7. But I'm just so happy. Not because I hate the Penguins. I dislike the Penguins, but I don't hate them. I was just surprised, and I'm happy for Washington. They finally got the choker label off them. They even made it past the third round as well. Eastern Conference champions. But that game, Game 6, Ovi didn't play like Ovi. He played like he knew they were going to lose, but they didn't. My favorite part about that game when they won and made it to the conference final was the announcer after, who scored it? Who scored the final goal? I can't remember. The announcer, the guy that said the demons that were exercised were heading into Tampa Bay. Good night, Pittsburgh. That was just amazing. That was, so far, probably the best game I ever watched. Well, not the best game, but one of the best games I've watched so far in these playoffs. I would like to thank you for listening to my first ever podcast. So, thank you for watching episode 1 of Puck Talk. Episode 2 should be coming out tomorrow or Friday. You should expect videos almost every day. Well, not videos, I'm going to talk about podcasts every day. So, thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you guys in episode 2 of Puck Talk. See ya.